says, was es geht so jetzt nach ihnen da um am mal gibe die Socke wie bei ihnen es schien schon bis schien schon bis in die Arme wir wollen mal wir wollen nicht nur wir nehmen an der Eire schiitische Lei hey geht in das Lamme und ich ach in die Gebe mehr wie nicht so jetzt war wenn es aber war da die Heikabende Gebe die Socke wie die ist because if we apply both prices to the case where the abnego has three sonnets, Idies and Venus and Zippones, and the Idies is better than the Idies down, so it's Idies. And then so the price says, as far as Nizokin is concerned, so both prices says that the Nizokin collects from the Venus. The Nizokin collects from the Bayonets. So the question is, why? So why, if it has reference to the case where he has idiot the idiots, so even if the Bayonets is not as good as idiots the Alme, even if the Bayonets is as good as idiots the Alme, why do we say that the Nizokin collects from the Bayonets, the Nizokin should collect from the Idiots. In the case, because one price has reference to the case, the price Kamaise has reference to the case where the Bayonets Shalei is not Jovic Idiots down. So, but the Idiots is better than the Idiots down. So in other words, what is here? The price Kamaise has reference to the case where he has three sodas. He has a soda Idiots, which is Idiots. It's better than the Idiots down. And then he has a sode that is Bayonets, but this is better than Bayonets Dalme, but it's not as good as Idiots Dalme, and he has a sode Zeboyes. So what is the price of Kamaise say? Bayonets Zeboyes, Nizokin Malchevi Bayonets. Assuming that the price is reference to the case where he has a third sode, and the third sode is better than Idiots Dalme, it's Idiots. So true, that the Bayonets is not as good as Kidis Daum in the price of Kamaise, but it's less, it's inferior to Kidis Daum. It's inferior to Kidis Daum, but it's better than Bayonets Daum, but it's not as good as Kidis Daum. Why does the price say Nizokim Balchevi Bayonets? The price should say Nizokim Kidis, but the Idiots is better than Idiots. It's Idiots. So that Yeshua comes to the conclusion, because of this kashe, he comes to the conclusion that on the Reise level, whenever there is the Abligo has something Gohua, then the kind of estate to which the obligee is entitled to collect from, and something better than the kind of estate from which the obligee is entitled to collect from. So on the Reise level, what does he collect from? Does he collect from that which is better, or he collects from that which is gone? So the Ran says that the general din on the Reise level, if let's say a Nizek, does not have, let's say Bishalei Lamishon, so now a Nizek is entitled to collect from Idiots, but suppose if it's Bishalei Lamishon, suppose the Mazik has one field that is much better than Idiots now, Idiots, and he has another field, let's say Bayonets, or even Zeboyes. So on the Reise level, so what does he collect from? Let's say, if we say Bishalei Lamishon, and the Nizek is entitled to collect from Idiots. But suppose the Nizek, the Mazik's field, the Idiots field of the Mazik is much better than Idiots down there. It's Idiots. And the other field is less than Idiots down there. So the Ran says that on the Reise level, if a certain abuji has to come, is entitled to collect from something, let's say from Indians. But the abligo does not have that kind of field. He has a better field, he has an Indians, and he has a Benares, all the boys. So on the ISA level, the Ramik Suve says that he is forced to collect from the Goa. He is forced to collect from the Goa. So this is what the Ran says. So the Pnei Yeshua is Mechid. Because of this Kashi, the Pnei Yeshua comes to the conclusion that is contrary to the Ranshi. And he says, because if we say like the Ran, that when an Abligi is able to collect from something Goa and from something better than the kind of field that he's entitled to collect, so then he's forced to collect from that which is Goa. So then the question arises, why does the Gemara have to apply the two prices, the Kamaise and the Basraise, betray Garne, so Loisle in Samocho? And that means, in one price it means one thing, that it never had any ideas, and another price it means something else, that he had and he still has. Let the price apply, let the Gemara apply both prices, where he had ideas and he still has ideas, but the ideas and Bishalel Mishami, and both prices hold Bishalel Mishami, and the ideas, and the ideas that he has is much better than the ideas Dalme. And in Dalme. So the Braise Kamaise says, Beinanes Vizibur, yes. So Nizokin Ubalchei Beinanes, why even though he has ideas, besides the Beinanes Vizibur, yes, he has ideas, but according to the Ran, since he is not entitled to collect from the ideas. So, and this is more than the ideas of Shalelo. So he has to collect from the Goa. So why doesn't the Gemara give the Teretz, the Atikinte? The answer is, so it's a raya from this Gemara. It's a raya from this Gemara that not like the Ram. And he comes to the opposite conclusion. He says that insofar as a Teretz is concerned, so then, and the Rice is concerned, so the general principle is that if an obligee, one who is entitled to collect, does not find in the possession of the obligor that kind of field to which is entitled, but he finds a field that is Goa and a field that is better, so then he has his schus to take from the field that is better. So the Mele, the Gemara couldn't give mention this Akimte. Either be either, we shall hoist all the ideas, but dying yesh the ideas. But the price of Kamaise has reference to the case, Rice Kamaise and Bas Rice have reference to the case where he had another field. But the ideas in both prices, is ideas, it's much better than the ideas Dalme. So Gemara, so then the question arises, why does the price of Kamaise say that Balcheiv Uksuvas, price of Kamaise and Basraise, why do they say Balcheiv Uksuvasish, I mean, with Beinus Visibulias, Nizokin Balcheiv Beinus, why is Nizokin Beinus? So Nizokin should be ideas. The answer is, it does not have reference to such a case where the mazik had an idiotis. So in other words, because of this kashi, so he's chilek on the Ranshi. Now, the Nachlas David is mazik on the position. He says that the Ranshi, it follows from the Gemara, that the one is right, not the Pnei Yeshua. In other words, the question is, if an obligi is if an obligo does not have the sode to which the obligi is entitled to collect from, but he has a sode goa and he's had a better sode, so is the obligi forced to collect from the sode goa, or he can tell him, since I cannot collect from the sode to which I'm entitled to collect from, I'll collect from the better side. So according to the Ran, so he's forced to collect from the Sodegora. According to the Yeshua, he can collect from the better side. So the Nachlas Gobi mentions the Raya. He mentions the Raya to the Ramshi, not to the, again the Pnei Yeshua. Why? Because the Gemara said here, the Gemara said here, Dafe Volom Beis, the Gemara said, my time with Rabbi Shmuel, Nema Sodom Emato, Nema Sodom Emato, Ma Sodom Emato, Denise, Ha Sodom Emato, Denise. So, Chabakid, the Mizrim, it came from Shalom, the Hill, from Shalom, Rabbi Shmuel, Anik, the Rishon, the Anikho, Anik, the Rishon, the Kitagami, that if the Zibur is the Mazik, is as good as it is the Mizik, so then he pays with the equivalent of his Mizik. In other words, he pays with his Zibur. But, Anikho, Anik, the Rishon, the Amine, Anikho, in this, the Mazik, it is with the Zibur. With this, the Mizik. With the Zibur is the Mazik, with Shabik, it is the Mizik. Shalalem, we made up the day, we must only to add government is poor, yes, and we government made up. So the reason is why we have to resort to a special Zerzakosu of made up Shadeo, made up Kam, Mishalem. Did the day Mishalem made up the Mazik in regard to the case where the Zibuyas, where the Mazik is Zibuyas and Yidis. And the Zibuyas, the Mazik is not as good as the Yidis. But he is also idiots, and the idiots, the Mazik is much better than the Zibui, than the idiots of the Nizek. So the Torah tells us there's the effect of the Xerosakosu that he has to pay with the his idiots. So the Torah had to mention especially Xerosakosu that in the case where the Mazik is idiots with Zibuyas. And the Zibuyas of the Mazik is not as good as the Nizek, so then he doesn't pay with his Zibuyas, but he has to pay with his Yidis. Because of the Zakosu. The implication being, if the Torah hadn't mentioned such a Zakosu, what would I say? That he pays with his Zibuyas. So that's a case where the Abligi, where the Abligo, the Mazik, is entitled to his Sode. The Nizek, the Abligi, is entitled to Yisode that the Mazik, the Abligo, doesn't have. But what does the Mazik have? He has something better, his Yidis, and according to Rabbi Shmuel, it's the Nizek Shamino. So according to the Pnei Yeshua, so why we have to resort to a special Zakosu? Why did the Torah have to mention that posse? That in this case, so he has to pay with the idiots of the Mazik, even without the special Zerzakosu, on the basis of the general principle, according to the Pnei Yeshua, since he cannot pay with his Zibuyas, because his Zibuyas is not as good as the idiot in Isaac. So he can pay either with something, with the Sode Gohua, or with the Sode that is better. So according to Yeshua, he has to pay with the Sode that is better. Why does the Torah have to mention that there is a cost? Why does the Torah have to mention that there is a cost? So he says, so it's a raya against the Shita Bra. So he says, so Nachlas Gomit himself points out. So now we have the Machlekes between the Rosh. We have the Machlekes between the Rosh. And the Rosh and the other Rishayim. So in the case, Yisrael Mazik, Idias Ubeinez with Zibuyas, Vilu Shabye Zibuyas, the Mazik, Idias Nizik, Ubeinez Shabye, Tvemir Nizik, is the Amre, the Ayah Ubeinez. That's the ordinary Shita, I mean, that's the Shita that one would say, Misalasvore, Umidagnik, but V'yiz the Amre, Atlohiyo Ubeinez. So even though the Beinez of the Mazik, is better than the Yidis of the Nizek. So the Rosh says, and the Rosh accepts this, the second sheet, that he, as long as the Zibuyas of the Mazik is not as good as the Yiddish of the Nizek, even though the Beinoness of the Mazik is much better than the Yiddish of the Nizek. He cannot pattern himself by paying with the Beinoness, but he has to pay with his Yiddish. Why? Because there's the Gzeiras HaKosher. So he says, according to the Hoshite, there is no raya against the Pnei Yeshua Shite. There is no raya against the Pnei Yeshua Shite. Why? Because the kasha is, why do we have to resort to especially Gzeiras HaKosher? That if the Zibui is the Mazik is not as good as the Yiddish, the Nizek, so then he has to pay with his Yiddish. On the basis of the general principle, if he cannot pay with that which he is normally obligated to pay, but he has to pay either with the Sodeh Gavua or the Sodeh that is better, so he has to pay with Sodeh that is better. So without recourse to the Gzeiras HaKosher, he should pay with his Yiddish. No, we have to resort to the Gzeiras HaKosher in the case where the Mazik has Bainless with Zibuyas. The Zibuyas of the Mazik is not as good as the Yiddish of the Nizek. But the Bainless of the Mazik is much better than the Yiddish of the Nizek. So without the Gzeiras HaKosher, we certainly would say he doesn't have to pay with Yiddish. That we certainly couldn't say. So that's why you have to resort to special Gzeiras HaKosher. But most Rishayim Achilit and the Shita of the Rosh, and the Nachos Dovid himself was not disposed towards the Shita of the Rosh, he considered it as a straight shite. So the Meile, according to the Nishemi, who are highly on the Rosh Shite, so, and they say, in the case where the Mazik has Yiddish, Bainless, Zibuyas, and the Zibuyas of the Mazik is not as good as Yiddish and Nizek, but the Bainless of the Mazik is better, or is as good or better than the Yiddish of the Nizek, then he doesn't have to pay with his Yiddish, but he can pay with his Bainless. So Mimele, why, according to the Yeshua Slomdes, why do we have to resort to a special Gzeiras HaKosher? So it's a raya again. But Nachos Dovid himself points out, he concedes, that once we accept the Shite of the Rosh, so then there is no raya. Now, so there is a machlekes. There is a machlekes between the Ram and the Pnei Yeshua. In the case where the obligor does not have the kind of sodeh to which the obligee is entitled to collect from, but he has a sodeh gavua and a sodeh mehula, a better sodeh. So according to the Ram, al pidin midraise, if the obligee does not find the proper sodeh, so then he is forced to collect from the inferior sodeh, from the gavua, and according to the Yeshua, he is entitled to collect from his sode that is as good as the sode to which he is entitled to collect from. He doesn't find it, so he collects from a better sode. That's the nation. How is it? Last year we pointed out Rashi Shite. So from Rashi Shite there seems to be a diuk like the Yeshua Shite. Not like the Nachos Dovid. Not like the Ram. Alright, so the Ram. The Ram is, he can be chilek on Rashi, but from the Rashi that we pointed out less year, Yiddish with Zibuyas. But the first line, Yiddish with Zibuyas, Nizokim be Yiddish, Ubalchei Vuxulazish of Zibuyas, Midraise Balchei with Zibuyas, can we come? We have one of the Tikal in the Bainas, we should do as the Lord. Here, let's do it. I mean, it's a parallel, why the Pnei Yeshua doesn't mention this portion of Rashi is a raya, is you at least. It's not so explicit, but it's muchach. So Rashi, apparently Rashi was bothered by this Gemara, so we pointed out last year. Why does the Braise say that if the Leve has Yiddish with the boys, so Balchev collects from the boys? Why? Now, so here it's also a case. The Leve doesn't tell the right sodeh to which the Malmi is entitled. That's Bainoness, he doesn't have Bainoness. So he has something Gavua, Zibuyas, and he has something better, Yiddish. So Rashi apparently was Barua de Kashi, he should be entitled to collect from the Yiddish. So, because Rashi says, the reason is why he collects from the Zibuyas, not from the Yiddish, is because Midraise is not entitled to collect from any and he saw the Beratan's voice. And it's only Takonis Chachomim, so in such a case, the Chachomim will not be sake. The implication being that if Midraise he would be entitled to correct one Meiles, so then the Halacha would be Idias, Viziboyes, that since he cannot collect from the Meiles, he must collect from Iberasare, from Idias, but only because of Takonis Chachomim, and Midraise is Ziboyes anyway. So, but the implication being that if it had been a question of Midraise level, not at the Rabbanon level, so then he would collect from the Idias, not from the Zibuyas. That's like the Shite. That's like the Shite of the Bnei Yeshua, not like the Shite of the Ram. Because according to the Ram, this Gemara doesn't require any, this price doesn't require any explanation. It's very simple. It's in consonance with this principle of the Ram. It is with Zibuyas. So the Ablagi, the Malve, does not find in the possession of the Levi the Sode to which is entitled. He finds the Sode Gehua and he finds a better Sode. So Memele, he has to collect from the Sode Gehua. So from this Rashi, so there seems to be a diuk. There seems to be a diuk. There seems to be a diuk like the Shita of the creation. Oh, maybe it's a machlekes between Rashi. Maybe it's a machlekes between Rashi and maybe it's a machlekes between Rashi and Ram. But I don't know. I'm not so sure that there is a machlekes between that. This proves there is a machlekes between Rashi and Ram. Maybe Rashi also agrees with the oneness of the Ram. But now, maybe he does agree with the Bnei Yeshua's long discussion, but maybe not. Now, in Teisves that test, so Rabune says, Oy kesef for me. So, turn to Gemara that test, the second Teisves, the third Teisves. After some doubt, Rabune Omar, Oy kesef for me. Pirish akum cheshebol utar it's koi delil. It's all klima shu yisp for sign draw. Achi ishoi. Viz di gal se omar abune mkoi amasnis in itani in mita boret. Omar abune the lab daf ke mita. The loi kese foi mita. Uvi say for amalfes, that's the important thing. Uvi say for amalfes, pirish, the rabune brein rab yishua vi rafkom in delil. Pligat rabune doch. Dili nusavre kol yu emeitru. Vafir sub. Rabune sovar lahab emeita, but loi kese foi kar. הוא פוסק רב בובל, הוא חבון לברית רב ישוע, שאין בעשוי, ורב נתן מציב הכל, ומפורש שיש גימו דינים בניזוק, או היא כסף או היא מיתה, והיא לסלי אפילו סוג. So, what is רב אלפה שיטה? רב אלפה שיטה is that there is a מחלקס between רב פופה and רבו, between רב פופה and רבו לברית רב ישוע on one hand, and רבונה, and the other. According to רבונה, so the הלוכה is either kesef, if he has kesef, he has to pay kesef. And he cannot pay with anything else, but he has to pay with currency, with kesef. And if he doesn't have kesef, and if he has kakoyes, so then he must pay with the best kakoyes, with this. That's Ravune. But Rav Pompe and Ravune and Rav Yeshua say, you know, there is no aloha of oi kesef oi meita, but just meita. We have netam yisev akev. The miforesh yish gimudim. Bim zokin, in other words, according to Rabba Ufez, there is a machlekes between Rabune and Rabune Breit Rav Yishon. But Rabune holds there is a preference for kesef. And according to Rabune Breit Rav Yishua, there is no preference for kesef. But Rabba Netam says there is no machlekes. She yish gimudim. Vinzokin, no kesef remeita. If he is a nizek, so then either he gets paid with kesef or with meita. Vilesle, afusop. Hey, isoizuze, luimotze, luisalke, aluzuze. Kilimucha, bakeitse, laute, leisa, vinochia, vilesle, zuze, luimale, zil, trahus, min, vice, zuze. Kidomaroso. Okay, I should make him a cartoon, make him in it. תאמרים על מטעם פרט הפרו, ופי על ניסי לבעל הבאי זוזה, אומר איזה ופחו דברים לעייסי זוזה. So he says, that we call, אם ליגעתו מאזיק, so he pays either with כסף or with me. So in other words, he cannot be forced, a mazik cannot be forced to pay dafke with kesef. Suppose he has meita, kakoyis, and he wants to give the nizek, kalke meita, so he's entitled, the mazik. Mashim ki balchei, in isle zuze, limotze li salke elbe zuze. Limotze li salke elbe zuze. So in other words, so balchei balochi is, that if he has cash, he cannot pay with anything other than cash. And he cannot say, I have a good field, the best field in the world. You collected $1,000, I owe you. Take this field of mine. It's the best field. And it's worth $1,000. He cannot, because the Malbe can say to him, I lent you money, I didn't lend you. Karke, I lent you money. So you have to pay me money. If he doesn't dare, so then we don't impose the burden upon the leve to sell the karkois, convert it into cash and give the balchev cash. That we don't do. But if he has cash, so the malve can tell the leve, you have to give me what I lent you. I lent you, I didn't lend you karke, I lent you money, currency. So you have to pay back with currency. And by payout, there is even more of a burden upon the balabais, that even if he doesn't have cash, but he has shobekesef, so he has the burden of selling the shobekesef and convert it into cash and pay the worker. It's a special halacha like that. But balchei, that halacha doesn't have the burden of converting it into cash. But if he has cash, so the leve has the burden of is mechuyev to pay with cash. Why is leve different? Tamazik, he had it very simple, because Leve, he borrowed money, so he has to pay money. He doesn't have, so then he gives shabbat. But if he has to pay. What about? Not shabbat. So Mele, you see, I'm just mentioning this Rabbanan. I don't mean that Rashi has to agree with every point of Rabbanan. But from Rabbeinu Tam we see one point. The fact that Rabbeinu Tam distinguishes between Nizikin and Balchei, that a Nizek is it can be forced to take Meita, even though the Mazik has Kesef, he cannot force him to give Kesef. But a Balchei can force the Leve to give him Kesef if the Leve has Kesef. Why? Because he bowed. Now, this machlekes between the Pnei Yeshua and the Ram. What is the machlekes? I mean, why does one say, the Ram says that if the obligi cannot find in the possession of the obligo the right kind of sodik to which is entitled, so he can be forced to collect from the sodik Ahua, and the Yeshua says the reverse. He's entitled to collect from the better side. What's the machlekes? Why does the Ram say one thing and he says something else? In other words, the question is this. I think it can be explained in the following manner. Now the question is this: the halacha that a nizek is entitled to collect from this, does it mean that he's mechuyev to pay with this? Oh, there is no such thing, mechuyev to pay idias. After all, whether he collects from idias or he collects from sikulias, he collects the same amount. If the hezek is $1,000, he collects a sode from his sode that is worth $1,000. But if it's an idias, so one sode. If it's a boyas, it might be 3 sodes. So he collects more in terms of size, so, of the ziboyas. But he collects that amount of the damage. So in Mele we could say in two ways. That Aloche of Mita Shadei or Mita Tam Nishaun implies that a Mazik is Mechuyev to pay with Mele. He's Mechuyev to pay with Mele. Oh, no, there is no chiyuv to pay it later. Because if the hezek is $1,000, he's mechuyev to pay $1,000. So what difference does it make whether he pays with less of ideas or with more of the boys? It's still $1,000. That's his chiyuv. But aloche of ideas is his schus that the nizek has. This, the nizek has his schus to collect from the ideas. Not that the mazik is mechuyev. Not that the mazik is mechuyev ideas. Mechuyev, there is no such thing, mechuyev ideas. Mechuyev to pay $1,000. Ideas, bein ziboyes, what difference does it make? If it's ziboyes, so it's more of the ziboyes. If it's ideas, so it's less of the ideas. But it's still $1,000 worth of karke. So he is mechuyev to give him a piece of karke that has the worth of $1,000. But that's his chus vested in the abugi, in the nizek, to collect from ideas. But as far as the chay, there is no, it's not an integral part of the obligation incumbent upon the mazik to pay with ideas. Now, certainly according to the halamin of Gemara, it's only a source. According to the halamin of Gemara, the Gemara is the kasha, only a pile of rabbi, see if me that's the name of the county, shall they? It doesn't remain the Masoret. That was the Habamin. But the Habamin of Gemore, so one posik of Meita has reference to the case where the Mazik is not willing to pay Midaite, and he has to be summoned to Bezin, and Bezin has to have an attachment, so then the mazik pays mimena. But if the mazik is a nice person, he's seriously in it, he doesn't tell the nizek to call him to the Torah, he doesn't give him a difficult time. If he comes to Bezin and says, I'm willing to pay whatever I have to pay, so then Bezin tells him, pay with whatever you want, you can pay the ziboyes. But the mazik is not nice, he's a difficult person, and he refuses to pay, and Bezin has to force him to pay, then Bezin forces him to pay with ease. From the point of view, so if we say that from the point of view of the obligation, a chiyuv, there is no such thing, a chiyuv to pay with ease. A chiyuv to pay the hezek, if the hezek is $1,000, so he has to pay $1,000. What difference does it make? There is no such thing, a chiyuv to pay with the yes. Chiyuv to pay for the hezek. He has to reimburse the nizek. So, but the din of meita is only a schus. According to the halamin of the Gemara, the nizek acquires that schus only when he has to force the mazik to pay. But if the mazik volunteers to pay and doesn't give him a difficult time, then the nizek doesn't acquire the schus to collect dafke from the best of us. But if we are going to say that the aloha of meita, that's an integral part of the chiyuv, is a nistavya. All right, we can say that the tzeres hakosov, but why should we say that the tzeres hakosov? Why? It's like aloha of poradume here. I mean, of course everything is based upon the tzeres hakosov, but these tzeres hakosov are declaratory of certain svaras, of certain principles. So why should there be a distinction between the case where he's forced to pay and an attachment has to be levied upon his nechosim, and the case where he's not forced to pay, where he comes to Bezin and as a good person he says, I'll pay whatever Bezin tells me I have to pay. As far if it is schus, we understand, but if it's an integral part of the chiyuv, the chiyuv is the same, whether he pays it voluntarily or he pays it forcefully. So, according to the halamin of the Gemara, it certainly follows that the halacha of meita, that mazik has to pay the meita, is not that it's an integral part of the chiyuv. The chiyuv is to pay. What difference does it make how he pays? And as far as his chiyuv is concerned, so it should be within his discretion to pay. Now let's say, suppose Now let's say Balabai says to pay with cash. Now that, let's say a worker worked and he has to give him $10. He can pay him $10 by giving him silver coins, $10, he can give him copper coins. He can give him pennies. So it will be any aloha how he has to pay, whether he should pay with silver coins. Suppose he wants to give him 1,000 pennies. So this is what? Because as far as the chiyuv is concerned, the chiyuv is a chiyuv to pay. But by Balabais there is a chiyuv to pay with cash. But what kind of cash? Whether silver coins or copper coins or legal tender, paper money. So the same thing, it's up to him to decide. So according to the Halamin of the Gemara, so it's certainly not an integral part of the Chiyuv. But that doesn't remain the Maskoli. So according to Maskoli, apparently I think that's the machlokes between the Ran and the Bnei Yeshua. The Ran says, the Ran says that if the Habliki cannot collect from the Sodet which is entitled, but the question is, should he collect from a better Sodet? Or is Sodet Gehua, so he has to collect from the Sodet Gehua. The Sodet Gehua. Apparently the Ran Shit is that even according to Maskoda, just as according to Havam, the Meta, the nature of the Sodeh is not an integral part of his obligation. It only comes within the schus of the obligee, of the Mizek, to collect from, but Mechuyev is not Mechuyev to pay Dafke Mimeta. He is not Mechuyev to pay Dafke Mimeta. So Mimele, in the case, let's say Mishalil Hanshon, and the Mazik is Zigoyes, and he has Indies. Yes. So the Ran says the Mazik cannot be forced to pay with the Indies. He can pay with the Zeboyes. Why? Because actually the Ran Shit is the Mazik is never mechuyev to pay with the Indies. He's mechuyev to pay no matter what he pays, as long as he gives him the worth, the equivalent of the damage. It's $1,000. He gives him Zeboyes $1,000. That's what he's mechuyev to pay. Okay. But the Mizek has his schus to collect famidias, so he has his schus to collect famidias, but the schus to collect famidias does not include his schus to collect famidias. The Torah gave him his schus to collect famidias, mishalei lo mishalei. He doesn't have idias. When a person has a vested right to collect something, that does not escalate the right to collect more than what the Torah invests in him. So that's why the Ran says that if one cannot give the Mizek, cannot collect from the proper Sodeh, so then he has to collect from the Sodeh Gehua. Sodeh Gehua. Because he's not Mechuyev to give him Idias. But the Yeshua apparently, he doesn't spell out the reason as why he spelled it. That the Yeshua apparently holds, no, that while the Yeshua will probably agree that according to Abayis Havami, that the din of Mitav is only when he is forced and the attachment is levied by Bezin. So there it's only a mean of schus, it's not a mean of... But that doesn't remain in the Maskone. So in the Maskone, there is no difference between the case where he's forced or the case where he volunteers to pay. So in Mele, the aloha of Meita is an integral part of his application. He is mechuyev to pay with it. So he has a chiyuv to accommodate the nizek with it. He is mechuyev. He can't accommodate him with it. He doesn't have it. So he cannot say, so Yeshua says, he cannot say, I'll accommodate you with something else, because then the nizek will say to the mazik, what do you mean you'll accommodate me with something other than what you are mechuyev to accommodate me with? You are mechuyev, you have an obligation to me to accommodate me with idias. You cannot pay with idias, but yes, you have money. If you will pay me with ETADS, so that you have assigned money, you'll fulfill the obligation. But if you'll accommodate me, you'll pay me with ETADS, you will not fulfill your obligation. That's the machlekes. That's the machlekes between the Ram and the Flei Yishuv. There's a machlekes between the Ram and the Flei Yishuv. But now, some melee, it's possible. Maybe Rashi agrees with the oneness of Flei Yishuv. Maybe Rashi agrees with one situation, but it's possible that in view of the insight mentioned by Rav Natan distinguishes. I'm not saying that Rashi has to agree with the Shita of Rav Natan. I'm not saying that Rashi has to agree with the Shita of Rav Natan. But Rav Natan distinguishes between a Leve and a Mazik. A Mazik, so even if he has Keser, if he doesn't want to pay with kesef, he prefers to pay with kakoyes. He can pay with kakoyes. A leve cannot pay with kakoyes if he has kesef. Why? So what's this for? Because the leve borrowed money, he's mechuyev to pay money. If he doesn't have money, so the Torah did not impose upon him the burden of selling his property and convert it into cash. But if he has, so he's mechuyev. So the gabi leve, it's possible. So it's possible to distinguish between the obligation incumbent upon Mazik to pay for damages and the obligation incumbent upon Leve to pay the Chayim. Leve, why does he have to pay? He has to pay. He borrowed money, so Mele, he has to pay money. Now, the Gemara Sloshin is, Kiroser Apope Bravune Breve Rabbi Shuan Birav, for sure, Kol mile meita, dilu misdabin hoche, misdabin limot achite, libar yare, dileisef leim meita, keheiche dilikpitz alozvi. Now I'm not saying that Rashi has to agree with the shita of Rav Natan verbatim. I'm just mentioning Rav Natan shita as a raya that, let's say, ligabe leive, so that leive is different than Mazik, because Leve has to pay because he borrowed. So Mele Shaykh to say, just as Rav Natan says, that if he has cash, he has to pay with cash. He cannot pattern himself by paying with valuables, with the soda, with the field, but the Mazik can pattern himself. Why? Because Leve has to pay what he borrowed. He borrowed cash. So Mele, the Gemara says here, So doesn't Ravune Brit Rabbi Shua spell it out that the reason is why a Mazik has to pay dafke with Meitav? Because Meitav is more readily convertible into cash. Is more readily convertible into cash. So Mele, in view of Rav Natan Shite, it's possible to distinguish between the Leve and the Mazik. In other words, maybe Rashi Shite is like the nation. And that's, without any further chidushi. So we can say that Rashi Shite is like the nation, not like that. But it's not the Hechrabah. It's possible that vis-a-vis Mazik, maybe Rashi will agree with the Ranslomis. Memele, the Kasha of Nachos Dovid wouldn't apply to Rashi. The Kasha of Nachos Dovid is only because of Mazik, of Rabbi Shmuel. Or either there is no raya from the Gemara of Rabbi Shmuel anyway. If we say. That the Ram agrees with the oneness of the Rosh, so there is no right. But let's say if we accept the other shite, not the Rosh shite, in the case where the Mazik has idias of bainness with the boyas, and the boyas of the Mazik is not as good as the idias of the Nizek, but the bainness of the Mazik is much better than the idias of the Nizek. So all the Shem say he can pay with the bainness, and the Rosh shite is no, he must pay with the idias. So according to the Rosh shite, there is no kash. from the orphanage, according to other shapes. So the Kashmir. But since the Gemara mentions that the significance of Meta consists in the fact that idias is more readily convertible into cash than Beinus and Zibuyes, so really it's possible to say that there is a distinction according to Rabbi Tamshit that by labor, then it's an integral part of the obligation of the labor to pay with care.